Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another special WrestleMania weekend episode of Are You Not Entertained? This is episode 158, and today's date is April 10th, 2019. My name is Carrie, and I'll be your host for the evening. And as always, I'm joined by two guys who I'm sure have the biggest WrestleMania hangover, Kent and Russ. How you doing, guys?
Well, WrestleMania hangover, I don't know. I was sick before WrestleMania even started, so it's been a rough couple of days for me, but I persevered, I got through it. I'm ready to talk a little bit of what happened this week. Kent?
Jesus Christ, this... And it just, like, never ends, does it? Like, it never ends. I mean, after tonight it ends for a while, but I mean, it just doesn't seem like it ends.
Nope, and we'll continue on. And on, just because it never ends.
Forever and ever. For our first-time listeners, welcome to our show where we talk about all things wrestling. And in this episode, Kent, Russ, and I are going to break down the matches from this past Friday's TakeOver New York show. Starting with the first match, we had the NXT Tag Team Championship match, the War Raiders versus Ricochet and Aleister Black. War Raiders retain their titles. This was an excellent start to the card. I thought this match was really good. Real good send-off for Ricochet and Aleister Black. It was just impressive from bell to bell. Since I'm going to join you guys in the ratings this time, I'm going to give it a 6.5. Russ, how about you?
So the match was really good. Let's just get that out of the way. I think all four competitors really put on their A games. It just felt... The only thing I would say about it was that it felt a little like you knew Aleister and Ricochet weren't going to win just because they had their match at WrestleMania for the SmackDown tag team titles. But with that said, still a great match. Had a lot of fun with it. War Raiders are better than I thought. I don't know. I wasn't a huge fan of theirs, but I didn't hate them. So this was a really good showing for them. I would say it was a 7. Good solid 7.
How about you, Kent?
I gave it a 6.7. War Raiders had talent to work with, so they looked better than they normally do, which isn't, you know, negative or positive one way or the other. It's just when you get top-tier talent to work with, your match tend to look better. Everybody tends to look better. Unfortunately, they just should not have had Black O'Shea in this match to begin with. It never made sense for them to win the Dusty Rhodes Classic. A team like Street Profits or the Forgotten Sons would have gotten so much more from this than Aleister and Ricochet. That's my only gripe. As far as a match goes, it was great aside from the foregone conclusion.
Now, do you think the reason they had Black O'Shea win is because they are the talent that's on, like, called up talent, so they can't lose to the lower end talent?
I think they did just so they could do this typical NXT send off.
Okay. Like, okay, I wasn't sure. About
most
that.
Of their biggest names always get a send off. This was that.
Okay, because it felt like to me what it felt like was they gave it to them because they're the WWE talent. They gotta get shine against the lower end talent. But again, I thought, well, have the lower end talent cheat. That's the way to do it, and that way we could have had. Because I think this, but it would have better served to another team. Like you said, it would have done them better. I mean, the match was great. So I am enjoying the match, but it just, you're right. It felt like we knew it was going to happen.
This was NXT doing what NXT sometimes does, and they forget to elevate other talent at the takeovers. They, you know, let's never forget Ember Moon versus Asuka forever and ever, and then Ember Moon versus Shayna. Like, sometimes they get stuck in a weird rut, and they don't always like to introduce new talent on the takeover shows, and I've never really understood that particular concept, to be honest.
All right.
All right, guys, let's move on. We have the NXT North American Championship up next. We had Velveteen Dream versus Matt Riddle. Velveteen Dream retained his North American Championship. I have to say this match wasn't, I would say it wasn't the best one of the night. It was kind of, it was there. It was good for what it was, but in comparison with everything else on this card, kind of was towards the bottom. So I'm going to say a 5 for my rating. Russ?
This one was tough because does it prove that Matt Riddle sucks? I mean, because Dream, we know Dream can deliver matches. And this wasn't bad. You're right. It's so in the middle. I wouldn't watch it again. But it makes me think, I've seen Velveteen Dream produce, well, you know, 7s and 8s matches, and definitely because he's involved. He is fantastic. And this was just okay. So I believe that that's Matt Riddle's fault, and since we all want to hate on Matt Riddle, he sucks. So I don't think he should be getting any talent. I think he should be pushed back down a little bit. He should be enhancement talent, honestly. Because if you can't have a good match, Velveteen Dream, that kind of scares me. Now, that said, I'd say this is a 4.8, 4.9. I'd rate right around there.
How about you, Kent?
Well, I mean, I don't want to out anybody, but one of our spouses had the stupidity nerve to say this match was, and I quote, great. I'm pretty sure Russ's wife didn't watch this, and I know mine didn't, so...
I'm guessing you're talking about my not-so-better half.
Well, when they say something like, great, to describe this match, I don't know what to say. But I'll say this. I gave it a 5.5. It was barely rewatchable, and it's 100% because of Dream. And the funny thing is, people online still argue with me. They're still like, oh, Matt Riddle doesn't suck. I'm like... What? How much more evidence do you need? I don't know. It's like having the murder weapon, the fingerprints, you know, the DNA. It's like having everything right there in front of you and be like, nope. It was still a black guy that killed him. No, it wasn't. It was Matt Riddle, okay? Matt fucking Riddle killed the match, okay? So, still, I'd rewatch it because I kind of enjoyed watching Matt Riddle get his ass kicked, so that's why it's rewatchable.
Yeah, it seemed like he was almost overmatched against Dream.
Yeah, I was going to say, how mad would you have been if he actually won?
Like, I was ready to stop watching. I was. I was fully prepared to do that, yeah.
Because, just watching the match, he's not awful. He can hold what he needs to do, but it's all Velveteen Dream carrying the match. So it wasn't... It wasn't fantastic. If Matt Riddle could hold his own and produce a little bit, this would have been really good. This would have given Black Achey versus War Raiders a run, I thought. Because it had moments. It really had moments. It just didn't.
But Russ, Matt Riddle's going to be the one that beats Brock Lesnar and retires him. Come on now.
I hope
not. Matt Riddle. A name you'll never forget.
I hope I do forget someday. Hope.
Yeah, I'm not buying that. I mean, Lesnar will break that dude in half.
Please, I will give WWE $50. I'm upping the ante. $50, give me Brock versus Riddle. Please.
Now it's going to happen. You're going to have to give him $50. Dana's going to come looking.
That's fine. I'll let her collect.
Works for me. All right, guys, let's move on. Let's talk the NXT UK Championship, Walter versus Pete Dunne. Walter is the new NXT UK champion. This whole show, I felt, was a kind of a roller coaster. And this is where the roller coaster started to go up a little bit. This was a really good match, in my opinion. I enjoyed it. Walter, as I said on last week's show, is a beast. And I think he proved it Friday night. So... I'm going to go with 6.7 for this one. Ken?
Wow. I rated it an 8.8. I loved this match. This was my match of the night. At first, I wasn't 100% sure, and I'll explain why later. But there were these guys didn't do anything wrong. There was nothing wrong in this match. They kept me entertained the whole way through, and it was a lengthy match. They worked on body parts. Like, this was a Kent classic, you know, if there ever was one. And Walter's legit. Pete Dunne's my favorite. Like, there is bias going on in my rating. I fully admit to this. But I don't think anybody can walk away from this match and not say it was at least one of the top two matches of the weekend. If you're not saying top two of the weekend at the very least, then I don't know what you understand about wrestling. It confuses me otherwise. This was really good.
How about you, Russ?
Well, I wouldn't say top two. There are some other ones. We'll talk about those later.
Well, somebody doesn't understand wrestling.
No,
good job, Russ.
No, match was really good. I am a huge fan of Pete Dunne, and I'm going to say this right now. If he doesn't get... I thought he would be here this week, to tell you the truth, but if he doesn't get as a call-up, I am going to be shocked. He is what the WWE needs. He is so friggin' good, and they're bruisers. This was a Kent classic, so he definitely has bias towards us, and I do get a little bored with the body part working, but they did a really good job with it, I thought. Overall, I would have said this is definitely like a 7.8, I'd say 7.7, right around there. Really good. It was my favorite match of the evening, but the main event, I think, slights it out. I'll see when I get to that rating when we're talking about it. All right, go ahead. So that's my rating, 7.8.
All
the
right,
decisiveness next is strong within Russ.
It is. Well, because I'm trying to think now, because now I'm looking back and I was like, was it? They're both so close, and they were both really good. God, Pete.
Just wait for the match, Russ. All right, just relax, okay? Let's take our dip down in quality for a moment. Terry's roller coaster.
Yeah, we're back on that roller coaster, and we just crest the top of the hill, and we're about to go down, and now we're going to talk about the NXT Women's Championship. We had Shayna Baszler versus Bianca Belair versus Kairi Sane versus Io Shirai. Shayna Baszler retained her title. All I have to say is, why am I not surprised by this ending? This match, it existed, it had some good moments, or decent moments actually, but really, out of all the women's matches this weekend, this was one of the worst. One of the worst. The worst happened at G1 Supercard, but this, I would say, it kind of up there. So I'm going to say 4, and I'm going to throw it to Kent.
I would say that this was the second, at least the third best. Quite frankly, all I can think of is 5 matches, though. So, I mean, the G1 had one, WrestleMania had 3 of them, I believe. The Battle Royal,
3.
The tag, and yeah, okay. It's right there for second or third place for me. There was a lot of spots that I actually thought were entertaining as hell by the two people whose names I don't like to call them by their tag name, but they made a compelling argument to be a very good opponent for the tag team championships if WWE decides to go that route down the road. They worked great as a team. I like the fact that they constantly kept switching between whether they were going to work over Bianca or whether they were going to work over Shayna, and both those ladies got to shine. Where the points really dropped off for me was the ending. Did not help to have Bianca tap out yet again. I don't care how tough they made her look. They still had her tap out for the second straight takeover. It does not help credibility-wise. That was my gripe. I gave it a 5.8. Yeah, it existed. I'd rewatch it, though.
How about you, Russ?
This was tough. There were 2 fatal 4-way for females this weekend. Unless there was one on the G1 Supercard, which I didn't watch. So
nope.
All right. Out of the two, this was the better one. But we'll talk about that other one later. I don't know. This one had some decent spots. That's what I liked about this. I'll be one of the first to admit, I'm not a huge fan of the women. I mean, I'm if they can produce a decent match, I'm fine with it, and I'm not going to lie about it. It's just, they still make mistakes, and they can't, like, when the guys make mistakes, they can cover it up. When the women make mistakes, they can't cover it up as well. Right? Am I crazy about that, or does that seem to be consistent?
Sexist. Horribly sexist. Women don't get a free pass in wrestling, Ross. Women are great and smart and athletic and talented. But, yeah, no. Women in wrestling, by and large, have not... I don't understand, because you're right. Most of the time when you see dudes make a botch, they quickly fix it. And women take, like, that extra 3 seconds to be like, do we go for the same spot, or do we move on? And, like, it's a negotiation.
Yeah.
Do I want steak, or do I want chicken? And they have this conversation, and then they finally decide.
Right. It just seems so weird. Like, when a girl, when the women botch, you can clearly see it. When the guys botch, it's, was that a botch? Okay, maybe. You have to think about it for a second. And again, nothing terrible in this match was huge botches. But again, they take too long to fix it. So you can tell it was a botch. That's my only real complaint about this match. Other than that, it was decent. I would say it was a 5. There'd be a possibility me rewatching it, but probably not. So, there you go.
Fair enough. All right, let's move on to the last match in the card. We have the NXT Championship match, Johnny Gargano versus Adam Cole in a 2 out of 3 falls match. Johnny Gargano is the new NXT champion. This was my match of the weekend. Period. End of story. It was the best match of the weekend. There was only one that came close, and really, it was not even close for me. And that match was the Ibushi Naito match on the G1 Supercard. But this match, it set the bar for the weekend, and nothing came close. So I'm going to say 8. Russ, how about you?
This was good. And again, so close to being perfect, almost. It was really well done. I was excited throughout most of the match. There was a couple of little lulls here and there. It always happens. That's no big deal. You got to have some kind of fall down every once in a while. It was really close between this and Pete Dunne's match. I think I'm going to go with this one. This one was just slightly better. I'm going to give it a 7.9, but it was my match of the weekend. Oh, no, wait. No, it wasn't. I'm sorry. There was a better one. I'm sorry. We'll talk about it later.
Shame.
How about you, Kent?
I'm sorry. You two people. This is lecturing Kent here. Oh, let's bitch about Super Cena, Super Roman. But when Johnny does it, match of the night. I'm sorry, we have to be consistent here, people. Sami Zayn has officially said we need to be accountable. We need to hold ourselves accountable. And I am going to hold myself accountable by saying, yes, this match was better than Pete Dunne versus Walter until Super Johnny happened, and I have to penalize that. It's not fair to not penalize it when we shit all over Cena and Roman when it happens. It's not fair. It's a double standard, and I'm not going to be part of it, okay? And Sami Zayn, I vote this an 8.2. I gave it 0.6 less. It was damn near perfect up until that point, but no. Johnny, I'm sorry, he's not a big dude. If Braun Strowman had took out all of Undisputed Era, I could have shrugged that off. Johnny Gargano weighs, what, a buck 80?
I believe you're right around there.
Is he really clearing the ring of 4 dudes that aren't midgets? No. With that being said, I love the ending. I love seeing Ciampa out there. That made me sad, but... shame on the both of you for your double standards.
Now, hold on. Shame. Okay, I just want to say this. To be fair, I have...
to be fair, I'm going to defend myself.
Held Roman Reigns to that standard. I've always supported Roman Reigns. Cena, yeah, you're right. Okay, I'll be a hypocrite on that one.
Yeah, I'm not going to say anything in my defense because he's right.
But it's Johnny. It was great. It was such a good moment. It was like, yeah! Especially for us.
Believe in
era.
Sammy, goddammit.
I'm going by the what I saw in the ring and the story it told. It was a good match from top to bottom. Regardless of who was in it, who won, you go by the everything from bell to bell. It was amazing.
And to be fair, it was Undisputed Era, Kent. Come on.
To be fair, it's Johnny freaking Gargano, 5'8", 180 pounds. I'm sorry, I could kick Gargano's ass. I mean, I'd be winded after 20 seconds, but in that 20 seconds, I'd rip that motherfucker apart, okay? I'm not remotely worried about Johnny Gargano. He doesn't, like, scare me in the least bit.
I know we could never have this happen, but I would love Johnny to come out and have a fight with you for 20 seconds.
Yeah, I'd be down for it. I would get my ass kicked. But I'll put it so far as to say I would challenge Johnny Gargano to a fight over Ronda Rousey.
Oh yeah. Oh, I would not even come close to fighting Ronda. If she ever got mad at me and says I'm going to kick your ass, I would back the fuck off.
Right. So I'm just saying, I mean, Carrie probably isn't that afraid of Johnny Gargano. If we're being truly honest. Right. So him clearing the ring, four guys, three were former tag team champions because of how that whole situation played out, and a former North American champion. Come on here. I wish they would have just banned that or... I will offer this. Had they had that interference for the first fall and then they got banned from ringside, I think I could have lived with that. I didn't like it for the third fall.
Yeah.
That was a bigger gripe for me.
Well, the only thing I'd say about it, though, is it gave... This is the positive for me. It gave us that sense that, oh, crap, Adam Cole's going to win this. Right? I mean, it for me at that moment, it felt crap. They're going to give it... not crap, because I didn't care if Adam Cole got it at that point. At that point, I was like, holy crap, this is a great match. Don't taint it. So for me, the excitement came just because, like, oh, holy crap, he actually fought them off. Because I didn't think he was going to fight them off, to be honest with you. I didn't think they were going to John Cena the crap out of it. But with that said, looking back at it, yeah, you're kind of right.
Had they had, like, a tag team come out, War Raiders or somebody else come out and just help him?
Or if he uses a foreign weapon on them, because he could have used a foreign weapon on them and just not add them.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know. I just... Had they just altered it slightly, my tune would be changed. That's all. So. Alright, we going to overall thoughts here?
So, Carrie, are you there for me too? Because I think we lost Kent. He's so outraged.
I think we lost him.
He's so outraged by us choosing... this to be our match of the weekend. Although there was one better. We'll talk about that one.
No, there wasn't. this was it. Let's talk about the show overall. I mean, this show from top to bottom was a show of the weekend. This show delivered. It set the bar, and really nothing came close.
Right. That's just it. When every match is almost rewatchable, it's a win. You can't go back and say, like, okay, every match was rewatchable. So this was really good. Not every match is rewatchable on WrestleMania. Not to mention, let's be honest, it was way too long. We'll talk about that later. And I didn't watch G1 Supercard. Oh, Kent's back from his hissy fit.
No. I went on Twitter. I contacted Sami Zayn, and I was like, listen to these fools. When this thing gets published, you listen to these, and you shame the hell out of them, okay? I'm sure he'll respond.
Overall, Kent, what did you think of the match? The whole NXT, sorry.
It was the best show of the weekend, but as I said on the G1 review, it was not the best showing of the weekend. Mania was. Mania was the best showing, and we'll get to that in episode
159,
yeah, which is coming up real soon.
Yep. And before we get to that, Kent, anything you want to tell the listeners before we sign off?
Nope. I'll tell them about nothing in episode number 59 instead. See, right. That's a little tease from Utica.
Ha ha! Teasers.
Be sure, listeners, to check out episode 159 for everything that's coming to you on 9deuce.com/blog/. And with that, for Russ Kent and myself, we wish you all a good night, and we'll see you in episode 159.
Bye, y'all!
Shame.
I wonder if Teasers is still alive.
Wow.